Welcome back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Howlett. But last year, state officials approved a plan to bring on more managed care operators, MCOs, regional companies, to administer Kentucky's Medicaid program, which has been facing huge budget shortfalls. Well, the sailing has not always been smooth. At least one MCO wants to renegotiate its contract with the state, claiming it was not given accurate information. Healthcare providers say they're not being treated fairly by some of the MCOs. Kentucky Public Radio's Kenny Colston has been covering the latest developments involving the MCO Coventry and also Passport, which we'll talk about in a minute, which covers the Louisville area. Kenny, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with Coventry, which has gone to court to break its contract. And correct me if I'm wrong, Coventry serves like the eastern portion of the state?
Coventry actually serves statewide. It is Kentucky's largest private Medicaid operator, but they have, they are also, because of that, they are the biggest provider in eastern, you know, the southeastern and northeastern, where a lot of your Medicaid patients are. And so they have a lot of what you would call the high risk patients, the people that are chronically ill, that constantly go to the doctor or to the ER. So they are the biggest out there, but also biggest statewide.
So Coventry has gone to court to break its contract, and there was a hearing on that this week?
That's right, and the judge finally ruled this week after a few weeks of a court battle. And basically, the rule, I wouldn't say the ruling was favorable to Coventry at all. The judge ruled that they have to keep their contract with Appalachian Regional Healthcare, which is the big health hospital network out in eastern Kentucky. And they have to do it at the same rates. Coventry was looking to either break that contract to go elsewhere to reduce their cost, or reduce their cost in a contract with with ARH. And neither happened. The federal judge said that they have to keep the current thing so that there's actually patient care in the area, which is what ARH was basically arguing for, is that without us, you can't have adequate coverage, which is a key tenet of the contract with the state.
So, is managed care saving money as it wasn't intended to?
Well, it depends on who you ask. Coventry has lost $50 million in the first quarter alone. That's basically why they said, we're going around to these hospitals and these doctors, and we're asking them to take less money, or we're breaking contracts, because as a business, I mean, they're a publicly traded business. They have stockholders, oddly enough. Some of the stock that is being held or that is out there is owned by Kentucky's pension systems, which are woefully underfunded. So the fact that Coventry is doing bad actually hurts the state in multiple ways, because they want to break contracts. But second of all, the pension systems lose money, because $50 million loss, obviously your stock's going to go down. But in terms of the state, I mean, Governor Beshear said that it was supposed to save $1 billion. And oddly enough, in the first quarter, statewide MCA, the state saved $50 million. I don't know if there's a direct connection there or not, but at least the dollar figures add up. And, you know, the cabinet secretary, Audrey Haynes, says that they are on track to save probably more than the $1 billion that was estimated. And that's what managed care is all about. It's about saving money. It's about reducing doctor visits. It's about reducing costs. And when you look at it in that sense, it looks like it's successful. What people are arguing about is that there's not as much care. There's not as much adequate care. People aren't getting the treatment or the medicines they need. So basically, that's where all the problems have resided, is that people aren't getting the care they need, but, you know, money is being saved.
How common is this practice in other states?
You know, this is growing. A lot of other states have looked at this or gone to this. Missouri has gone to this. Kansas is starting to look at this. You know, some of these groups, Coventry, WellCare, Centene, who owns Kentucky Spirit, you know, they are national businesses. This is why they can be publicly traded, because they operate in multiple states with this MCO. Other states have gone out of it. Ohio has flip-flopped between letting companies come in and run the whole show to the state taking more control. I believe Connecticut is looking at scrapping their MCO program completely. So basically, it just depends on your state, and that's the argument here. With a lot of unhealthy people out in eastern Kentucky and an unhealthy state as a whole, will MCOs, will managed care work here?
Now, there has been a success story here in Kentucky, correct, with a Passport, which has been covering the Louisville area for a number of years.
That's right. It's Region 3, which is mainly the Louisville area and 16 counties surrounding it.
Next.
So what is basically happening is that Passport has been successful for 15 years, but what's going on is Passport is no longer going to have their exclusivity. And, you know, to note, Passport had a lot of problems to begin with as well. It took them quite a few years to get going, a lot of lawmaker influence to get going. And there was also an MCO in Lexington that ended up failing that started around the same time as Passport. But what's happening is like we have three statewide MCOs, the Passport region, Region 3, is being opened up to competition, and the state basically opened up the what's called an RFP, a request for proposal, mm-hmm. sent those out this week. We don't know exactly who they've been sent out to, but we do know that there is a lot of interest from both local companies and national companies to get in this region, because the Louisville region has a lot of hospitals, a lot of doctors. You can save and make a lot of money in this region.
Now, has it always been opened up for a competition, or is this a new thing?
No, that's new. Basically, the federal government said earlier this year that Passport is losing its exclusivity contract. There's a lot of internal politics, a lot of inside baseball, a lot of drama about that. A lot of people are saying the former cabinet secretary, Janie Miller, and this was brought up in a committee meeting this week, might have had a vendetta or had some kind of grudge against people at Passport, and basically just didn't tell the federal government to renew the exclusivity. So they did what they do elsewhere, and they said that there needs to be competition. That's why there's proposals being sent out this week. That's why at least two companies will manage Medicaid in the Louisville region in the future. Passport is going to bid on that contract for one of those contracts. But what's going to be interesting to see, they're very well known for a high quality of care, but high quality of care means expensive care. And MCOs aren't, like we've talked about, MCOs are not good with expensive care.
So the likelihood is now that the Louisville region, Region 3, I think you called it, will be split up between Passport and still an unnamed company.
Right. We know at least one company we've talked about at United Healthcare has tried to get in. They've kind of already sent letters out. There's a lot of interest between the statewide MCOs. So that's what we're looking at. WellCare, Coventry, and Kentucky Spirit clearly operate statewide. You would have to think that they're at least taking a look about looking in the Louisville region, because obviously that's the best and the most popular region. But outside of that, there's no telling. Could someone like a Humana get into it? Maybe. Could someone like Amerigroup Group, which is a national company? Maybe. We'll just have to wait and see. They have until the end of July to turn in their bids.
All right, we'll be keeping an eye on it. Kenny Colston from Kentucky Public Radio, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.